Hello, hello. You are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Erica. I am the host of Femme Concept on Fridays from 1 to 2, and I have the pleasure of having two individuals in the studio with me today. Would you like to tell me your names?
Sure. I'm Alex.
I'm Aiden.
And you are a part of?
The Caribbean African Association at UBC.
Great. All right. So can you tell us listeners, a little bit about the club?
Yeah, for sure. So the club was founded in 2000. So we're actually celebrating our 15th anniversary this year. Basically what the club is here for, it was originally created to be a community of Caribbean and African students for them to find their home away from home here in Vancouver. But it's kind of expanded and its goals have changed over the years as we become a bigger club and become more immersed in the UBC campus and the UBC community. And now our mission is kind of to educate and create awareness for the beautiful, multifaceted cultures of the Caribbean and African regions, and kind of like alleviate those negative stereotypes normally associated with those regions. So kind of that sensationalized violence and poverty that you might see on the mainstream media, just to try to combat that and show the beautiful aspects of our culture, like our music, our food, our dance, our great spirit, and just put those to the forefront of the minds of the people at UBC and just show them why we love our countries and why we love our region. So that's kind of what the club is about.
Wow, that's awesome. That's very comprehensive. And especially the fact that you're seeking to tear down stereotypes, that's super important. And how do you do that? Do you have regular kind of events or like meetings that are geared toward that, or is there like a time where y'all like share information about your home countries, or is there kind of a...
So we do have events. All of our events, we try to make that the goal for every single event we throw. They have different categories that it kind of fit into. So we have like education events, then we have like celebration events. So our education events are like discussions, movie nights. We watch movies like Selma and Dear White People, and we discuss the movies and how they're relevant to our lives and our regions. And then we have discussion nights that we just had one this past week that was really good. Aiden, what was the... Do you remember the discussion topic?
Yes, I do. It was to the geopolitical and how globalization has affected the political and geopolitical status of Africa in the past and in the future. So that was a very interesting discussion.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have discussions like that. We try to do that a couple times a year. And then we have like celebration events, which are events that are really fun. We have artistic nights where we have people from our community perform spoken word pieces, any kind of artistic piece, like singing. We have musical instruments, all that stuff. It's really great. And then we have like our Afrofest Gala, which is our charity gala. Okay, so our club also does a lot of charity for charities based in Africa and the Caribbean. So last year we did the Caribbean, we did a school in Jamaica, and then this year we're doing an African-based charity. And the charity gala is every year. We're having it in February, and we have like performances there as well. You get to dress up really nice. We get great venues, beautiful decorations, everything. We have food. We have like Ethiopian food, Jamaican food. So good. And we have a raffle, a charity auction and a raffle. So
wow. Yeah. So this is the event that's happening in February.
Right. February 5th.
And where is it happening?
It's actually happening here in the Nest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
in
fun.
The, I think it's called the Great Ballroom.
Okay, yeah. The big egg.
The big, thing. Oh no.
No?
It's off to the side, yeah, because it's bigger than that. We have a little bit more people.
Yeah, how many is it quite? So it sounds like it's quite a comprehensive club in terms of like what you cover and how many people, like is it, how many people are a part of the club?
So
right
Jen,
now?
I think right now our member count, like paid members, is around, I'm going to say 300s.
That's big.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
nice.
Yeah.
And it's our members have to re-register every year.
Right.
So we have a new member count every September.
Of course.
Yeah. But our Facebook page just got 500 likes.
Woo!
So that's awesome.
Congrats.
So we have 500 likes on Facebook. But we're really trying to expand now to more non-Caribbean, non-African students becoming a part of the association.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how are you doing that outreach? Do you have specific ways in which you're doing that?
One of the ways that we're doing it is we have four first-year reps. I'm one of them. There's Clement, Pacific, and Tanya. So what our job is to do is we're going to advertise the processes. Sorry. We're going to advertise the multinational aspects of the Caribbean and Africa. And what we are supposed to do is be a connection between the old execs and the new first years. Mm. So we're trying to have a sustainable club for the prolonged future.
Yeah, and so we booth a lot as well. So, yeah, what Aiden's saying is absolutely correct. Our first-year reps, because they're living in first-year dorms and they're, like, really interacting with the first-year population, and that's not something you get throughout the years. Like, once you leave the first-year dorms, you kind of have your friends, you have your community, you have your links, and after that, you don't – it's hard to expand. But they're in a very unique situation where they're expanding all the time. So we always have several first-year reps on the executive team, and it's their job to reach out to their community to involve non-Caribbean, non-African students in the first year with the association. And then, as Aiden was saying, that's sustainable throughout time. So once they're part of the association in the first year, they'll continue throughout the years.
Yeah.
And if we do that every year, hopefully we'll continue to build that population of members.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. And especially like expanding that, like I just think that's very, very important. So also in regard to the charity work, so you cover all these different grants, like how many events do you have?
I know, regular? A lot.
Like,
we
I'm imagining
have a lot.
Every night you could be doing something with the group.
It's crazy. It's around, I think we have one around every 2 or 3 weeks. An event, yeah. So they range in size. So like we'll have very small events, and then we'll have like our big Afrofest is like our big event.
That's like the big one.
Yeah, but then actually next term we have a week of events. It's called Connection Week, and it's an event like almost every night of the week.
Wow, and when is that?
That is March, early March.
Wow.
So it'll be a week in early March.
And is it your club specifically that is doing this?
Yeah, it's our club. Yeah, we do it every year.
So what can people expect? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so basically we kind of like try to, as you say, we hit a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. So I think we have four core areas, education, celebration, charity, and there's one more. Maybe. But those are the three main ones.
Yeah.
Oh, community. Create community. Right. Yeah.
Too.
We get tested on this stuff.
Do you get tested?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's serious.
Yeah. That's great. This is awesome.
Yeah. So, because we have a great president. Her name's Jules.
Cool.
And she is just so on point this year. She's like a very, very good president. So she tested us and she made sure we knew our stuff.
Great.
As executive, you have to, right?
Yeah.
You should know
the
history of the club and everything. So, yeah, so we have Connection Week. So we try to hit all areas of our, like, our fundamental pillars, I guess. So we have an artistic night for celebration. We have, like, a discussion to open. So last year we had a panel of four incredibly strong Black women as our panel for our opening of Connection Week. And it was some of the most enlightening, like, emotional discussion I've ever been a part of. Like, when you're in those kind of situations, you just can't believe that you're privileged enough to receive this kind of perspective and information from these people. And so so we have those. So we have the opening discussion, artistic night, and then carnival. Carnival at the end is our huge party, and the music you'll be playing after is soca music, which is from the Caribbean, and we have like people in costumes, and we're hoping to get a venue that we can have under 19s and over 19s, so we can serve alcohol but also have the under 19s come,
for sure.
But it's just a night of like amazing soca music, so much good vibe, like such a great night. I'm so excited.
Awesome.
It's the highlight of my year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exciting. And do you have food there as well,
like carnival? I think so. Yeah.
Or just like over the course of that week?
Yeah, for sure. Food over the course of that week.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of food exactly? Like, what are we talking?
Ethiopian food is a lot.
Yeah, there's Ethiopian food, I think we can also make some Kenyan food. Ugali, So, and also from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
We'll have food from the continent and the Caribbean.
Yeah. So I've just started making these things called Johnny Cakes from Jamaica. They're kind of like, I don't know how to explain. Like maybe dough, I would say dough balls, but they obviously taste better than that.
Sometimes the simplest things are really good to eat.
Exactly.
You know?
And then I don't know if you've had Ethiopian food. It's
I haven't,
like,
but I've heard that you
eat
with
your hands.
Hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The doughy bread, like the sweet sour bread and the meats and the lentils and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I think Yeah, no, we'll try and incorporate all aspects, mm-hmm. not just Ethiopia and the Caribbean, but Kenyan and Malawi. Yeah,
we have, and we have the Caribbean population at UBC is not huge.
Right.
The African population is definitely bigger. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. I think it's a bigger place. There are more people here. So we have people from all over Africa, like all over Africa.
Yeah.
Loads of Kenyans, loads of Ethiopians, where else? Loads of Nigerians.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Malawi, yeah.
That's really cool. So you probably bring a bunch of different cultures together. So even, and a bunch of different food.
Exactly. And, even though we're celebrating this culture that we share together, it's so multifaceted, so many different. So I'm learning about African cultures, Kenyan cultures, Nigerian cultures all the time.
Yeah.
So we're always learning about each other. And that's kind of why the group started, for us to share, because it's similar, but very different.
Yeah. So I guess that's like what you said about your four kind of pillars in terms of, and the first thing you said was education.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this fun that's going on mm-hmm. in terms, and it's educational in and of itself.
Right.
But yeah, it's very cool that that's a big central part
of
the club. So where are you oriented on campus? Like, how might people go and find you and contact you and become a part of the group?
So we are one of the clubs under in the Global Lounge. So we're a big part of the Global Lounge.
Oh, okay.
So if we have a Global Lounge rep who is there sometimes. Her name's Ruth. Shout out to Ruth. I don't know. And we have websites. Facebook is the easiest way to get through to us. We have a Facebook page, and we respond immediately. All of us have access. So if you send a message, it'll be answered in 3 seconds.
Okay.
Sometimes we laugh because I'll be typing a message, and I'll see someone else already respond. I'm like, how are you so fast? Our president's very fast at typing. So Facebook and Global Lounge, if you want to get through to us.
And what is the Facebook? What are you called on Facebook?
Caribbean African Association of UBC.
CAA.
Yeah. CAA. That's our shortening.
CAA. This is exciting. Okay, cool. And then just wanted to make sure that we covered enough about the actual...
Afrofest, right. So once again, Afrofest is just a charity gala. It's next year, February 5th. It's a great night. You get to dress up, have good food, meet amazing people, and give money to a good cause and get good prizes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah.
In terms of the charity, where is there a specific organization this year? Or
we have decided on one, but just very recently.
Malawi?
In Malawi,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think it's Children.
Children for the Home.
I don't know. We've decided very recently on it.
How do you decide in terms of like where you're going to
give
charity?
The money?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's different every year. Sometimes it just presents itself and we just decide.
Yeah.
This year we had a couple options and we did speak to a couple different organizations. And the way we made our decision this year was just we sat down as an exec and we decided where can we put our money where we can see that it's going towards what we're giving it to. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There were a lot of organizations who are asking us to donate to them as a charity organization and then they would use the funds towards this big project in the distant future. And we had to really think about what the legitimacy of it and like what kind of impact we actually want to make. So last year we gave to a school in Jamaica.
Cool.
And it was very direct.
Yeah.
We could directly see where the money was going, what it was doing, and we loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to kind of continue on that. It's great to have like long-term charity goals and give to long-term charity organizations, but for us, because we're a one-year exec, each exec we like to see what the difference that we make and have that be slightly tangible. So that's kind of how we decided this year, and I think we'll continue to decide every year.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. And I heard you talking about going home for Christmas
mm-hmm.
before we came in here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool because if you have donated to a place where you're actually from or you know people in your club that are from, you can actually probably visit those
100%.
Places that you're donating to and be a part of it.
So last year we donated to a school from my country, Jamaica.
Right.
So I actually do know that school. They're like,
cool.
we're donating to, I think it was Calabar. I was like, oh, I know people who go there. And like, yeah. I was like, oh, cool, yeah. I'll go see them.
And that really shows like the connectedness, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I know you said that you were like wanting to have a Christmas here in a year or so, but the fact that you can go back and that your club is actively happening but is contributing to back home and making that connection between UBC and your homes. That's great. Okay, cool. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about this song before we play it?
Sure. Yeah. Aiden doesn't know. I'm sorry, Aiden.
Okay.
I'll keep talking. This is a song by a Trinidadian artist, so in the Caribbean. It's a soca song, so that's the kind of music we listen to at carnival time. Mm-hmm. Soca music is just about feeling good and being happy, and it's very simple lyrics and very simple beats, but it always makes you feel good. It's great to work out to as well. It's Kes. He's a great Kes the band. I met him 2 years ago at Carnival. I was so excited. He's a great artist. All soca artists are great. And yeah, it's just happy music.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on air and telling us about all the great things you do. I now have a sparked interest.
Yay.
And I hope that people that are listening do as well. So thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us. And we hope to see you at our next event.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'd love to. All right. So this song is called Million by Kes the Band.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
This is CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam land.
You're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power, 100% student content all dang day.
Featuring student band Melt and Cheap Flavor live in studio.